Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Held moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow bunts towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davalillo scores. Held moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Kindle moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Donovan moves to second. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Donovan moves to third. Houser moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Held reaches second base with a double. Donovan scores. Houser scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Hall now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Dick Hall. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Orsino moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Held. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Brandt moves to third. Charlie Lau pinch hits for West Stock. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Luke Lau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orsino moves to third. Savarin moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. Savarin scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 7-6, Orioles. Gary Bell now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. There goes Brandt trying to get to home. Held throws the ball into Askew, who tags Brandt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Orsino moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Gary Bell. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Held. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Orsino is walked intentionally. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Held strikes out. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Adcock strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.